Welcome back to the Bassline Theory Lab. Today we're doing an intermediate Ableton Live 12 session focused on a super jungle and DNB idea, Amen Validation Stretch. And when I say stretch, I don't just mean time stretching audio for a glitchy effect. I mean a mix and arrangement technique where the bass feels like it expands and contracts around the Amen's accents, like the bass is breathing with a break, tight, elastic, and controlled but still raw enough to feel like jungle. We're aiming for a 16-bar loop around 172 BPM. You'll have an Amen with a few variations, a sub plus mid bass that reacts to the break, and a mixed chain that keeps the low end clean while the break stays energetic. Theta section for 8 bars, stable groove, then B section for 8 bars, variations and fills. Alright, let's set the session up. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174. I'm going to land on 172 because it's a sweet spot for this vibe. Keep it 4/4. Now create two groups, one called drums, one called bass. Even if you're only using an Amen and one bass right now, grouping early helps you make smarter mix decisions later. Add two return tracks, one short room reverb, and one dubby delay. Keep them subtle. We're not trying to wash out the break. We just want space as a controlled option. Quick workflow tip. Color code your clips and drop a few locators like intro, groove, variation, fill. This kind of music has organized chaos. Locators keep it organized. Now let's bring in the Amen. Drag an Amen break into an audio track and name it Amen Source. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Warp mode, start with beats. Preserve around 1/16 or 1/8 to begin, and make sure your transient loop mode is forward. Now the key move. Find the true first downbeat, the very first kick that actually starts the bar. Right click there and choose warp from here, straight, and don't rush this part. This is one of those moments where mixing and editing are the same thing. If the Amen is not tight to the grid, your sidechain won't feel right, your bass rhythm won't feel right, and every why is this not hitting? Question later we'll trace back to this. So zoom in and check for flams. The kick and snare should land clean. If it's slightly late, adjust the start marker. The goal is not perfect machine timing. The goal is reliable anchors. The bar downbeat, the snare backbeat, and the pickup into the next bar. If those three read consistently, the loop feels tight even if it still has human swing. Cool. Now we slice it. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Create one slice per transient. Use the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack with each hit mapped across MIDI. This is where controlled chaos happens. Create 3 1-bar MIDI clips to start. First, straight Amen. Just get the classic pattern in place. Second, ghost push. This is where you add one or two ghost hits to push energy. Third, fill or stutter. Something that clearly marks the end of a phrase. Let's talk about what those variations actually mean in DNB terms. Ghost push. Duplicate a ghost snare slice and place it just before beat 2 or beat 4. Often a tiny 1/16 push is enough. The point is not more snare. The point is momentum into the backbeat. Stutter fill. Last half beat of bar 4. Repeat a hat or snare slice faster, like 1/32 notes. Keep it short. Jungle fills are powerful because they're quick and confident, not because they're long. Reverse snare suction. Take a snare slice, consolidate it to auto, reverse it, and place it right before the main snare. High pass it later if it clutters. That little inhale can make the groove feel like it's pulling you forward. Build these in MIDI first because it's fast. We'll print to audio after so we can do the micro stretching cleanly. Once your pattern is working, we commit it. Create a new audio track called Amen Print. Set its input to resampling or route audio from your drum rack track. Record 8 to 16 bars of your pattern. Then consolidate into a clean loop. Now we can do the elastic Amen trick. Open the printed audio clip. Keep warp on. Try beats mode if you want sharp rhythmic edges. Only switch to Complex Pro if you're doing obvious time stretch effects, because Complex Pro can smear transients. In DNB, transients are the identity of the break. Smear them too much and you lose the bite. Here's the micro stretch method. Pick one or two spots per bar. Good candidates are right before the snare, and the last 1/8 of the bar where the Amen does that signature pickup. Add a warp marker just before the snare, and very slightly compress the time leading into it. We're talking feel changes like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Not glitch, more like tight anticipation. Then slightly expand right after the snare to create breathing room. That contrast is what feels elastic. It's like the break leans forward, then relaxes. Teacher note. After you do any micro warp, stop and check those three anchors again. downbeat kick, snare backbeat, bar pickup. If any of those feels late or early now, fix that before you do more edits. One good microstretch is better than five messy ones. Now let's build the bass to follow the amen. Create a MIDI track called bass. Drop in wavetable or operator. We're not doing a huge sound design lesson today. We need a reliable DNB bass that mixes well. For a clean rolling starter, use a sine like wave for the sub. Filter low pass, something like LP24. Cut off around 80 to 200 Hz depending on how much mid content you want. And set your amp envelope, fast attack, short to medium decay, and a release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now the theory move. Write bass notes that answer the amen. Put the main note on beat 1. Then place another note after the snare like the end after 2, or the end of 3, and deliberately leave holes on the snare hits. In this genre, space is not emptiness. Bass is clarity. Bass is impact. Choose a key like F minor or G minor. Two-note motifs are perfect here. Keep the pitches the same, and shift rhythm for movement. That's how rollers roll. Repetition plus subtle displacement. Now we do the core mixing trick. Amen variation stretch, achieved with sidechain and multi-band control. First, sidechain the bass to the amen. On the bass track, add a compressor with sidechain enabled. Set audio from 2mn print. Turn on the sidechain EQ, and high-pass the detector around 100 to 140 Hz. That makes the compressor react more to the kick and low body rather than hats and random break texture. If you want the snare body to make the bass duck a little too, emphasize around 180 to 250 in the detector. Starting settings, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so the bass keeps some bite. Release 60 to 130 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. Then set threshold, so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. And here's the magic, if you microstretch the amen, your sidechain timing now dances with those edits. The bass ducks according to the new phrasing. That's why I keep calling this a mixed timing problem. You're shaping the interaction, not just the audio. Now, extra coach upgrade. If your sidechain starts pumping unpredictably because you added stutters or reverses, make a dedicated trigger. Duplicate amen print and name it SC trigger. On a C trigger, put EQ8, high pass around 120. Then optionally band pass around 150 to 400 if you want consistent snare body triggers. And a gate if needed to clean it further. Mute SC trigger so you don't hear it. Now sidechain from SC trigger instead of the full amen. This is one of those pro workflow moves. It keeps the bass ducking predictable even when the break gets chaotic. Next, split the bass into sub and mid so the low end stays solid while the character moves. Add an audio effect rack on the bass track with two chains. Chain 1, sub. Roughly 0 to 120 Hz. Put EQ8 first. Low pass at about 120 with a steep slope. If you have mod, dip gently around 200 to 300. Then utility. Set width to 0, fully mono. This is non-negotiable if you want club translation. Chain 2, mid, roughly 120 Hz up to maybe 2K or higher depending on the sound. EQ8 with a high pass around 120. Then saturator, drive 2 to 8 dB to taste. Soft clip if needed. Optionally an auto filter for movement, especially in variation bars. Then utility for width, but be careful. If you widen, do it mostly above 500 Hz. Stability first. Quick mid-bass clarity trick. Saturate, then narrow. Put saturator on the mid-chain, then utility width down to 0 to 50%. You keep the harmonics that translate to small speakers without turning the mix into a facey mess. Now we make the amen and bass speak together with EQ and transient strategy. On amen print, at EQ8, high pass around 30 to 45 Hz to remove rumble that just eats headroom. If the break is boomy, do a small notch around 120 to 200. Don't gut it. Breaks need body. Optional but very DNB. Drum boss. A little drive. A little crunch. And be careful with boom. Most of the time, keep boom off or extremely subtle, because you already have a sub bass that should own the low end. For punch, you can add transient enhancement via drum boss transients, or a glue compressor with a slower tack like 10 milliseconds, auto release, small gain reduction. Now a classic slotting move. If your bass mid layer is growling around 200 to 400, consider a small dip in that area on the amen. Or do the reverse. If the amen has a strong body there, shape the bass mid so it sits slightly above or below. You're not trying to carve everything into nothing. You're deciding who owns a band most of the time. Use Spectrum as a reality check. Put Spectrum on Amen and on Base Mid. Solo each and look for where the meat sits. Amen body often piles up around 160 to 250. Base Mid intelligibility often lives around 250 to 800. Use that as a map so you're not endlessly guessing with EQ. Now arrangement. Make it feel like a record, not a loop. Build 16 bars. Bars 1 to 8. A groove. Keep the Amen mostly straight. Tiny ghost edits every 2 bars. Bass motif stable. Minimal filter movement. This is your trust the pocket section. Bars 9 to 16. B variation. Add 1 or 2 micro stretches every couple bars. Add a stutter fill in bar 12 or bar 16. Open the bass filter slightly in bars 13 to 16. Or add a call and response note that answers the drum fill. Easy lift that always works. Mute the break for half a bar right before bar 9. Then slam back in on the downbeat. Don't make it louder. Make it emptier. Then full again. That's how you get impact without destroying headroom. Final mix checks. Don't skip these. First, mono check. Put utility on the master and set width to 0 temporarily. Your sub should stay strong and stable. If the sub changes a lot, you likely have phase problems. Quick test. On the sub chain utility, try inverting left or right phase and see if it gets stronger or weaker. If it changes dramatically, simplify the sub. Remove unison, chorus, stereo movement. Keep the sub pure. Second, headroom. Keep the master peaking around minus 6 dB pre-master. This genre needs room for later limiting, and it's easy to overcook the low mids.